Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
So, gonna talk about this transgender today. This transgender broke the law. Threw its ass in jail. What? I ain't playing that damn pronoun game. Yeah. I ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, he masquerading as one. We're gonna refer to him as he. Cause I'm not playing no more.
Just say it. That's what he want to be.
No, he's not it. He's trying to be a she. I'm gonna let him know right now. You're not a she. You're a man.
Well,
your clitoris is too long to be a female. Anything over 4 inches is no longer clitoris.
Anything over a half an inch is too.
I done seen some big clitorises.
Yeah, about a half inch.
I done seen some thumb action. I went down on a woman. It looked like a head right there.
Hey, kid, what are we talking about?
I'm just saying. Some of these clitoris is crazy. It had a full-blown head on it. Had some head and some shoulders.
Hey, kid, come on.
Come on what?
All right, so this transgender go to jail, right?
No, it's a man went to jail.
It's still a transgender.
No, transgender, that's
no, that's what
that's
it is.
Fairyland. That's made up word. No,
but that's actually true.
No,
it's trans.
It's irrelevant.
The pronoun.
It's a damn straw man is what it is. Yeah. You know what these pronouns are? It's a damn straw man.
Hey, Kevin.
You know that, right?
All right, you need to calm down.
No, man. No.
I'm
passionate about this. You know that? You know transgender man, cisgender, that's all straw mans. It's a damn straw man is what it is. It's a logical fallacy.
All right, so bring up this article. And this is a crazy story, man. Trans inmate.
What is that, his mom?
Not really? Sam. I guess he gained some weight when he went to prison.
How do you gain weight in prison? My producer said it's sodium from the food. It's not from calories. It's from sodium. He's over that high sodium diet.
Yeah. Trans inmate to be moved to women's prison and get vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty.
I don't know why they put vagina on there. Bring the camera back. They call it vaginoplasty. But when you go down there, as soon as you go down there, you'll be like, whoa, something's off about this.
Yeah. It don't look like a vagina when they get done with it.
It look like a, you know what it look like?
Don't say it.
A deep ass belly button.
You know what it look like? You ever seen a big guy, them skins on the back of his neck, them rolls? That's what it look like. Got about 4 francs on his neck. Look like some fat fingers down there.
It look like the Michelin man's stomach. It don't go up and down like it's like this.
Look like a sandwich. A sandwich with nothing on it.
Put the article back up. A Minnesota woman serving prison time.
Oh, Minnesota man. This is misinformation.
Yeah.
This is fake news right here. That is not factually correct. That's the man right there. Because he grows long hair, it doesn't make you a woman.
Right. Let me do it over.
He hasn't. I don't even think he's got the vaginoplasty yet.
He ain't got it yet.
Well, he's still a man then.
Yeah. He can always be a man. I don't care if you do chop it off. You just a dickless dude.
A dickless. Is that a word?
Ain't nothing worse. Put Britton Cat back on me. Ain't nothing worse than a dickless man. Hey, fellas, real talk. If you walk up and that don't work no more, what's the point in living?
I know, man.
That's the first thing I do when I wake up. I'm like, yep, still right there.
Yep. Let me do it. Yep, still works.
All right, let me read this, man. A Minnesota man serving prison time on a drug charge has Department of Corrections for Discrimination. Wait a minute.
He's a drug smuggler, huh?
A Minnesota man serving prison time on a drug charge has Department of Corrections for Discrimination and will be transferred.
Typo, ain't it?
Yes, sir. It's missing something. I thought my dumb ass couldn't read or something. I missed something.
Yeah, they missed some words.
All right. Christina Lusk. Christina.
Is that his name or is this?
Yeah, Christina Lusk.
It's got to be another name. Ain't no man named Christina.
He changed his name, Kevin.
His pride was Christopher.
Yeah. You know how they do it. Bring the camera back to me. you know, when their name's Robert, it turns into Roberta. That's like a running joke with these people. The name is, what's another one on another? Steve, and it goes to Stephanie.
You go with Stevie, too.
Who?
Stevie.
Stevie.
Mm-hmm. It's gender neutral. What's another gender neutral name?
I've seen some cute Stevies.
Hey, my, I heard her name Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, Pat. Short for Patricia. Short for Patrick. You got Jamie? That could go both ways. You get it? Could go both ways.
Hey, man, I'm a read dog.
I got a friend named Jamie.
Yeah. He's one of them good Jamies, though. Christina Lusk, 56, will also be receiving $495,000 in financial compensation and vaginoplasty as she is sent to an all-women's facility in Shakopee this week after claiming sexual and verbal abuse in an all-male prison. Shakopee, that's Indian, ain't it? Let me tell y'all something about white people. They got rid of all the Indians. Y'all got the nerve to name your prisons after Indians.
That's
what I'm talking about. See, that's white supremacy right there. I mean, we did a comedy show.
Yeah, man, hey, man, that's crazy. You just take all that land and then you keep their names. Oh, I don't like the people, but I'm going to keep the name.
Bill, we did a comedy show in Toccoa, Georgia.
Yeah.
Number white people. All the Indians gone. Kept the name Toccoa, though. But did you say bring the article
that's
back up?
That's colonization.
That's what you call colonizing.
Keep all the shit they got.
just make it a little bit better. Hey, so this dude sued.
Well, don't mean to cut y'all, but $495,000, man.
Yeah, he sued
the corrections. That's a lot of money. He could probably get him a pretty good barbecue pouch with that.
And it's still going to look like a damn sandwich.
Yeah.
It's going to look like makes a man's stomach right
I
now.
Mean, you pay for what you get, Keith, you know? $50,000 barbecue pouch. Then you got your $100,000 barbecue pouch. Then you got $250,000 barber pouch.
Man, ain't no damn.
Then you got your top of the line.
Got your top of the line.
$495,000 barber pouch.
Look like the real thing, huh?
Look like the real thing. It just don't get wet.
You just got to squirt some lube in there.
Yeah, this lube is $15,000.
Oh, man. That lube,
you ain't got
lube don't cost nothing. Lube about $5-$6. That Astroglide, man. That Astroglide, that works.
All you
too
need
good.
Is. All you
I
need is.
I was like, "Hey, man. I got some Astroglide." I said, "Damn, I can't even feel nothing." She's like, "You can put this in your damn engine block of your car. You'll never need your oil change." It looks like some WD-40.
Yeah, on the back, he says, "All you need is a drop." That's all you need is a drop. You said, "You squirted the whole bottle in."
I thought it was the KY. That KY be drying up on your ass. You got an Astroglide. Boy, you go 10 hours. It's still... You can still hear it's wet. Hey, man, what are we talking about?
That's the preferred lube of choice when it comes to it. Yeah.
Too bad it's not American made. I think they made it in China.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. That was a joke.
Yeah, because that pissed me off. I have to stop using that. China makes it?
No, it was a joke, Kevin.
We'll switch to American-made lube.
All right, so this dude sued the jail system for $500,000 because she's in a See, man, I don't like when they keep tricking me like this. I said she.
So he got $500,000?
Yeah.
For what?
Because they put him in an all-male prison, and the male guys was teasing him.
That's freedom of speech. He's not above criticism. He's not immune to criticism. Just because someone call you out your name, instead of calling you, what's his name? Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of people calling you Christina, Christopher.
That's if I was in prison,
mm-hmm.
I've been one of those mean black dudes in there. Hey, Christina, hey, Christopher, come here. Yeah, you want to be a girl? Well, I'm desperate. Get over here. No, that was sick.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Hey, let me keep reading.
What's wrong with you? Now I got this image of you in prison getting sucked off. And I can't get it out of my head.
I was joking, man. Look, Lusk.
Why does this dude look like a different person every time I see him? go back to the top real quick. Go to the first two pictures. That's him right there.
Yeah.
Then go down to the bottom. Who the hell is that? That is like three different people right there.
Yeah, dude, though. Maybe it is. Let me read the article.
Well, you know what it is? All white people look like.
Hey, man, I'm a kid.
We're fitting everybody today. We talking shit to white people, talking shit to transgenders. Hey, we got to throw some nigger jokes in there.
Yeah, I come over a couple for you white folks. Just give me a couple minutes.
Give me a couple minutes to think of some good black jokes. I'll throw them in there for you.
Okay, Lusk, who is legally recognized as a female, came out as transgender 14 years ago, started hormone therapy.
Yeah, and he looks like a nigga lover.
Man.
That's a black joke. Oh, he looks like a nigga lover.
Yeah, that's not actually a bad word because we black.
What, nigga?
Yeah, nigga's not a bad word. And you said nigga lover?
Well, it's a double standard.
Yeah.
I didn't do the hard ER.
Yeah.
I did it the black way.
Yeah.
I didn't do it the white supremacist way. That does look like a totally different person.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I'm going to read this damn article.
Like his teeth changed, you know?
Got some gap backing going. Look, Lusk is legally recognized
as a female. False teeth to me. Like they're going to fall out.
No, those are not false teeth. You can tell because them damn teeth barely hanging in them gums. Lusk, who is legally recognized as a female, came out as transgender 14 years ago, started hormone therapy, and legally changed her name in 2018. The following year, she pleaded guilty to a felony drug possession charge. Mm. The settlement also promises Lusk will be given further gender-affirming health care and will strengthen its policies to protect transgender inmates.
So they're going to pay for his surgery?
Yeah.
That's his personal expense. Why is it the government?
Well,
that don't sound right.
No, I don't. If I was a judge, I'd say, nope. Case denied, bitch. But you know how they keep black men down. Can't be judges. They put some woke white person in there. Need to put a far right.
Or they put a black person, a black woman that don't know what a woman is.
Yeah, need to put a far right
black guy like me. We need some more Clarence Thomases in there.
We need some more Keith Hodges as judges.
We need some more Clarence Thomases.
So as I walk
in, we don't need no Keith Hodges judges.
As soon as they start to open the stables, I say, everything's dismissed. Get the hell out of my courtroom. You can't do that. Just watch me do it.
A man walking in there, just dismissed. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing this shit. No, I'm not playing your games. I don't care what your pronoun is. Get the hell out of my courtroom. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Dismissed.
All right, let me keep reading.
Nice dress.
That's one of them Bill Cosby sweaters, ain't it?
Ain't got boob job, huh?
Yeah. This journey has...
He's going to be a black man's prize in prison.
Well, they moved...
You know how black men love big white women. I be seeing these good-looking black dudes, man. Handsome dudes. Killer smile. Come home with a wildebeest. And they're happy just because she's white. Had a bad black chick, but you happy and proud over this whale you brought to the house. Have you seen that?
White women, some good women, huh?
Yeah, I know there's some good women, man, but how you going to go from go to a 4 when you had a 10? Well, black dudes be doing that, man.
He probably took that one white girl on a ride. He said, man, I'm taking this one home.
You know what it is?
Put a big down payment down there. Damn.
You know what it is, right?
Comes with a warranty, too. White people. Black people don't come with no warranties.
Hey, you know what it
They'll
is?
They flip out on you in a heartbeat.
Hey, what? Hey, you know, these white women, man.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to read this article. We're going to keep this strictly professional over here.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
White dudes, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody know what I'm talking about. I ain't even said it. There's a difference.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to read this. This journey has brought...
Cock.
Hey, man, this, you know this is...
What are you talking about?
This is...
I ain't say nothing.
Hey, let me read. This journey has brought extreme challenges, and I have endured so much. My hope is that nobody has to go through the same set of circumstances. I relied on my faith, and I never gave up on hope.
She got a faith? Who you worship, Satan? You in jail for selling illegal narcotics or being in possession of narcotics. You chopped your tallywhack off. I'm asking you a logical question. Huh?
He hasn't chopped it off.
Well, if he ain't chopped it off, he can't go to a woman's prison.
The judge already said he can go.
No, he's got to chop that off first. No. Because the first thing he's going to do is going to squirt semen.
It's not at your discretion. It's up to the judge. Judge said you're going out with the females.
But it's not a female yet. He ain't chopped the tip off.
Hey, who are you? You ain't the judge. You the judge?
No, if I'm a judge.
No, you ain't no damn judge.
You can go to a woman's prison, but you got to have a Barbie pouch installed.
I get that, but
you got to have the Barbie pouch.
There's one powerful thing you leaving out.
What?
You ain't no judge.
No, that if I was a judge.
Shut up. We finish reading.
How can you send a woman, a dude over there, he's still got his mushroom tip swinging. He ain't got his Barbie pouch installed.
Hey, man, why don't you go plead the case? Go get your law degree.
Because
go
some of these dudes are putting up a front, a facade. They masquerading. They just playing games. You got to have some skin in the game. To have some skin in the game, you got to lose some skin.
Mister,
about 2 ounces of it.
You are preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Because you remember that other story talking about that dude talking about he a woman?
Yeah.
He ain't getting women pregnant.
Yeah, busting nuts.
How can a woman get an erection and squirt semen inside of another woman?
Dude in jail busting nuts. In women. But I'm a woman. I mean, I'm not a woman. He said he a woman.
Is there any more to the article?
Yeah, if you let me read it.
Go and read it there, man.
Go and pull it up. I can truly say that I'm a strong, proud transgender woman. Yeah, my name is Christina Lusk, she said in a statement.
Transgender woman.
Yeah. Now, she started her transition, I think it's towards the bottom. She started her transition 14 years ago. It's somewhere in there. You know what? Just bring the camera back to me. According to the article, she started her transition 14 years ago, but now she's in prison, and she's got the state paying for her. For a surgery.
If she transitioned 14 years ago, why is she still doing it?
Well,
No. He said he transitioned 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So he why he still transitioning?
No,
it ain't no start or no. How long it takes to transition?
Man, it take a long time. You ain't got no money. You tell he broke. He ain't seen a dentist in forever.
Transitioning for 14 years?
Yeah, he's saving his money up. 14 years ago, he started his transition. Now he's got the, I'd like to see, must be one of them Soros judges. One of these woke judges. He getting $500,000, getting moved from the male prison to the female prison, and the state's paying for his damn Frankenstein surgery on his nuts.
You know what they do? They split the banana. They split the banana, turn him in the lips, take the nuts. Throw those away. Feed them to the squirrels. They split that banana and they tuck it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? When he has complications, guess who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
No, guess.
Taxpayers. What are you looking at me for? What are you looking at them?
I'm just saying, man. This is crazy.
It doesn't make any sense. Man, this is a crazy damn world we live in.
I know that's what I'm saying, man.
Imagine him in prison. He's got a boob job.
Yeah.
You know, black people, they can be.
What?
They can be really mean. You know who started your mama jokes? Black kids. Y'all know that?
Did it?
Yeah, black kids started that. Your mama jokes?
Niggas?
You know that? Yeah. They started all that. I can imagine what they did to him in prison.
You know, them niggas ran a train on him. Come here, Christina.
I'm doing life. I'm never getting out of here. I'm going to make the most of this situation.
But not in those words. Tyrone will be talking crazy.
So sucked. People suck. The jail system sucks.
Judge sucks.
Everybody sucks.
Everybody sucks.
Even Christina sucks.
Hey, don't forget we're giving away a new Ford Raptor and $10,000 in cash. All you got to do then is go to our website, officialhorsetwins.com. Officialhorsetwins.com and buy something on the website. That's how you get in it to win.
He might be like Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. Probably a lesbian. A lot of people think just because you cringe, you gay. Dude's a lesbian. Then all those dudes in there took advantage of
it. I'm a lesbian. I love women. Identify as a woman, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. Hey, man, cut this damn camera off.